Keon, is there anybody around this evening? W7KWR Cheyenne, Wyoming. Looking for information. W7KWR Cheyenne, Claire.
KA3JCA, W4DJW.
W4DJW, KA3JCA. Hey Dave, can we get a radio check?
It sounds kind of scratchy. Are you like on a compromised antenna or at low power?
I haven't set it medium. I'm going to turn it up here simply. It's a high power now. How's that?
That made a world of difference. Now it sounds like you're sitting here right with me. That was a huge difference.
I'm going to have to do something maybe this weekend and look at my antenna and connections. It seems like I can make it into the repeater, but some days I have it crystal clear with no scratchy. Like right now, I'm hearing you very scratchy.
Well, that has a lot to do with propagation. I'm still hearing some of the scratchy on you, but that has a lot to do with propagation. That has a lot to do with wind conditions up at the antenna site. There's a lot of factors that control that, so you're going to hear that from time to time. Doesn't necessarily mean it's your equipment.
No, but I still want to check it out because, to be honest, and I know a lot of it has to do with what you're talking about because I can go to K9OH or Spartanburg or some of the other repeaters, and I hear them crystal clear, fine, loud, and clear. So it seems here in the last month I've had so much trouble receiving the 610.
And you do see the buds coming back out on the trees. And Simpsonville is kind of a long way. I mean, you're probably not quite twice as far as me, but you're halfway there.
It's weird because I've never had this before. I mean, even the other day, I had a ham that was in my driveway said that he couldn't hit the repeater from the driveway. I don't know how much power he was using. So it's weird. I know I switched antennas, and it just seems I'm up a little bit higher, and I have a higher gain antenna, and I'm just telling you, when it comes to this repeater, I'm having the hardest time hearing. I literally have to turn on Echo Link to hear the net sometimes.
Might have to get you a pair of stack 13B2s. That's all of it. There's one guy, Andy, that used to use those from Aiken. Down in the flatlands of Aiken, Whiskey America 4, Japan, Zanzibar. He had a pair of 13B2s from Aiken, South Carolina. He sounded better than anybody else on the net.
At those, I've actually been looking at buying a pair of beams and then putting them on a boom and co-phasing it and pointing them so I could put it on a rotor that would handle it. But other than that, yeah, I just wanted to make sure I was getting out okay. I did turn the power up. Thank you.
And as we're talking, I notice you're cooking off some of the static electricity. Being up at 450 feet on that tower, you get a lot of wind. You get a lot of static buildup. And we burned it off just talking this little bit of talking that we're doing now. Anyway, it's only 3 minutes to that. So you sound crystal clear now. Anyway. I'm going to go into standby mode and be standing by for the net. You sound good.
Thank you very much, sir. KA3JCA, standing by for the net.
W4DJW, standing by for net.
CQ, 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 welcome to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KA3JCA, and my name is Richard. I'm located in Simpsonville. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of a net, will be activated. Located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio System. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Normal traffic for the net. If so, please call KA3JCA or Net Control. Your announcements or bulletins for the net. Please call KA3JCA or Net Control. Now begin the roll call portion of the net. This is a directed net. I ask that all stations with or without traffic to let you know that you're invited to check in. As you check in, please give your call sign slowly, along with your name, your location, and let me know whether you intend to remain on the net for the RAG 2 portion. Use the website, the Blue Ridge 2-meter website, pre-net check-in first, and then we will follow that by Echolink, followed by the RF check-ins. With tonight being Friday, we will start with Uniform through Zulu. So let me begin with the pre-net check-ins. This is KA3JCA, your net control. I'd like to welcome W4FCM. That's Fred. And he brings along his other half, Miss Isla, N4IEI. They're from Traveler's Rest. We have K4XMR, that's Mel, from Prosperity. W2AMD, Andy, from Simpsonville. KG4PFI, that's Don, and his other half, KG4QLQ, Miss Linda, both from Piedmont. DF, that's Don. N4ASW, Tony, from Asheville. KW4TS, Jim from Pelzer. KJ4UHF, Jack from Greenville. KI4LZI, Mr. Andy from Table Rock. KN4RJN, John from Brown Summit. KC4W, Bill from Anderson. W4IOE, Mr. Sidup, KO4ZEW from Simpsonville, KB2BYQ, that's Dave over in Easley, and KQ4FRY. In addition, we have my wife, Miss Sally, KA4JCA, my daughter, Ashley, KA4ACL, our club call, K3DOV, Upstate Amateur Radio Club. And I have two check-ins via radio or telephone relay, KM4JWP, that's Brian, and N4JBM, Mr. Jerry. Echolink and Echolink stations only. Please call KA3JCA or Net Control.
Check-in, Kilo Alpha 5, Whiskey, Lima, Lima.
Wait, is that you?
K85WLL, Leroy and Taylor's negative and negative. I jumped the gun. I thought you was calling for the RF side.
Just making sure my echo link was working okay. Thank you for checking in there, Leroy. I thought I recognized the call. We'll stand by one additional call for echo link stations. Please check in. Please call KA3JCA or net control.
W7KWR.
W7KWR, that's who I believe is Bill. Bill, where are you located at?
My QTH is Cheyenne, Wyoming. Way out west there.
Well, I believe you're the first for me, and I would like to welcome you from Cheyenne, Wyoming to Greenville, South Carolina. Okay, there looks to be one additional station for Echolink. Please call now.
Net control. Please check in KI4EJY, Kilo India 4, Echo Juliet Yankee. This is Elisha. I'm in Watery, South Carolina, and I'll be negative and negative.
Welcome, Mr. Elisha, KI4EJY from Watery, South Carolina. Thank you for joining the net. You're always welcome, and again, we're always here every night of the week at 9 p.m., so please come back and check in. I believe this is the first time you've checked in with me, sir. So welcome aboard, and I'm glad to have you, and stick around, and so forth. All right, that concludes. So now we'll go to the regular RF check-ins. Stations with your suffix beginning with the letter U through Z, Uniform through Zulu, please call KA3JCA or Net Control.
Oh, this is KO4ZEW, Kilo Oscar 4 Zulu Echo Whiskey. I usually check in over the web link, but Just wanted to let you know that I just received my copy of On the Air magazine from the ARRL, and a submission that I sent to them has been published in the magazine. So anyone who gets the On the Air magazine with ARRL, I am in the reader feedback section.
Ben, yeah, I saw that you checked in on the pre-net check-in, and I'm glad that you checked back with us. It's glad to hear that. So for those of you that are already here or listening, Ben, KO4ZEW from Sensenville, has an article that's been published in On the Air magazine. So if you get a chance, read it and let him know, give him some feedback. All right, any additional check-ins, please call KA3JCA or Net Control. None, we will now move to the beginning of the alphabet. If the suffix begins with the letter A through D, Alpha through Delta, and you wish to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KA3JCA or Net Control.
DJCA, please check in Kilo 4 Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife Kilo 4 Oscar November Oscar Lorena, and my daughter Mike 4 Mike Oscar Quebec Michelle. We're all in Piedmont, and we'll all be negative.
KA3JCA. Good evening, Richard. Thanks for calling that tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4, Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
DJCA. Rich, please check in Kilo Mike 4, Bravo Lima Hotel, KM4BELH. The name is Per Charlie Uniform Romeo Tango, QTH Greenville. I'll be negative and negative. For DOS, Gary. Also, Kilo 3, Juliet Oscar Yankee, K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're home and easily, no traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you, Miss Sally, Miss Ashley, and all on the net.
Here, I want to make sure I didn't miss any because we had a stuck microphone there. Let's recognize Mr. Rick, KK4DMW. DMW Rick. I got it right here, Rick. I wrote it wrong. And his wife, Miss Lorena, KK4ONO, and their daughter, Michelle, KM4MOQ from Piedmont. Thank you for checking in. And welcome to W4DJW. That's Dave and Greer. He's our net manager. And Dave, thank you for everything that you do for all the net controllers. And KM4BLH, Mr. Kurt in Greenville. KI4DOS, Gary, and he brings along his pretty little bride, Miss Joy. And we thank you for checking in this evening, and tell Miss Joy that Sally over here just woke up and said hi. So she heard your voice, Gary, and wanted to make sure Miss Joy said hi. She said hi to Miss Joy.
Good day, Richard. KI4DOS.
And Alpha through Delta.
JCA.
Go ahead.
Richard and Miss Sally, please check in N4ZLK. I know I'm out of turn. Just turned the radio on, but I can't be here long. And I wanted to say hello to both of you and everyone on the net, and I will be negative and negative, and it's Shane here in Cleveland. Thank you.
That's Mr. Shane, N4ZLK from Cleveland. And Shane, I think I heard earlier on the radio this week that you were on vacation this week, so I hope you get some much-needed rest there. So we'll catch you later on down the log there. Any additional check-ins, Alpha through Delta?
Give K1CJW, that's Kilo 1 Charlie, Juliet Whiskey, Dickens, negative and negative, and a very great evening to all.
And that's Mr. Rowland, K1CJW, over in Pickens. Thank you for checking in with me this evening, sir. Hope you're having a great evening. Okay, let's move on to the next group. Echo through Hotel. If the suffix in your call begins with the letter E through H, please call KA3JCA or Net Control to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
And Kilo Oscar 4 Hotel Kilo X-ray. KO4HKX. That's Patrick up here in Penrose. And Richard, it's good to hear you calling the net tonight. Tell Miss Sally, Miss Ashley with you hello. I have no traffic, no comments.
JCA. Please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November. KC4EZN, Harry in County, North Carolina. And I will be negative and negative tonight. I am hearing a little bit of popping and crackling on everybody, Richard, so I don't think all of us have the same radio problem, so it's somebody else's. Anyway, negative, negative tonight. Thanks.
Foxtrot Hotel Juliet, Gene and Taylor's negative and negative. Over.
Recognize the following stations, KO4HKX. That's Mr. Patrick from Penrose, and he's one of our other net controllers and so forth. So glad to have you on, Patrick. And again, Miss Sally said hi, too, as she heard your voice. She sat up and said, make sure I tell Patrick hi, so I'm doing so. And we have Mr. Harry, KC4EZN from Chandler, and Mr. Gene W4FHJ from Taylor. Thank you guys for checking in with me this evening. Okay, any additional stations, Echo through Hotel, please call KA3JCA or Net Control. Group India through Lima. If the suffix in your call begins with the letter I through L, please call KA3JCA or Net Control.
JCA. Kilo 4, Juliet Foxtrot Oscar. And I am James, and I'm up on this mountain here in Tuxedo, North Carolina. That's where I'll be negative and negative. Saying 73s for each one of you.
Thank you, JCA. Thanks so much for calling the net for us tonight. Please check in Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, Kilo, Charlie, 4, Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. We have no traffic, no comments. Hope everyone has a good night. 7-3.
Recognize the following stations. KK4JFO, that's Mr. James from Tuxedo. Thank you, James, for checking in there, sir. Hope you have a good evening. And Mr. Larry, KK4JBQ, and he brings along his pretty little bride, Miss Donna, KC4MFK from Greer. Thank you, Larry. It's always a pleasure to hear you check in with us. One last call for any stations, India through Lima. Please call KA3JCA or Net Control. To the next group, if your suffix begins with the letter M through P, Mike through Papa, please call KA3JCA or Net Control.
KA3JCA, please check in Q, Oscar 4, Papa, X-ray Bravo, Lloyd in Sensiville. I'll be negative and negative.
JCA, please check in Whiskey, Golf 4, Mike Charlie, WZ4MC, Matt in Western Greenville County, B Native and Native, 7-3 to all the net until Ashley and Sally, I said hello.
Here, recognize this fine group of folks here. Let's recognize KO4PXB, Mr. Lloyd in Simpsonville. He's one of my neighbors there. Thank you for checking in with me this evening, Lloyd. And Mr. Wall, KO Correction, K4OIM up in Edmond. Walt, thank you for checking in. It's always a pleasure to hear you. Hope you're doing well. And Mr. Matt, WG4MC, he's our Thursday night controller from Greenville. And Matt, thank you again for all you do on the Thursday night net controls for checking in with us. Okay, any additional calls or stations with the suffix Mike through Papa, please call KA3JCA or net control. On to the next group, Quebec through Tango. If the suffix begins with the letter Q through T, please call KA3JCA or net control.
JCA. Kilo, India 4, Tango, Hotel, Victor, KI4, THV, Danny, Mobile, and Greer, negative and negative.
3, JCA. And Kilo, Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf, KO4QOG. This is Chris in the Liberty, and I will be negative and negative.
Air control, please check in Kilo Delta 4, Sierra Romeo Romeo, Robert, down here in this ghetto known as Joanna. I got a couple more questions to ask. Inquiring minds want to know. 73s to the rest of you. Hope you can hang around.
Recognize KI4THV. That's Mr. Danny over in Greer. Thank you for checking in. And Chris, nice to hear you. KO4QLG in Liberty. And Mr. Robert, KD4SRR down in Johanna, that has questions for the inquiring minds. So, Robert, yep, we'll stick around there and hear what you have to ask. Any additional stations, Quebec through Tank? Hearing none, I'm going to pause right there, and we're going to take Echo Link stations and Echo Link stations only. Please call KA3JCA or Net Control.
KA3JCA. Hello, Rick, KC3JCA. Hello, Richard. Again, check in. KA4PQA. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen in Greenwood. Good evening to yourself, all the net, no traffic, no roundtable. And DB sure and tell Miss Sally and Miss Ashley hello.
To recognize Mr. Stephen, KA4PQA in Greenwood. Stephen, thank you for checking in with us, and I will pass it on to the young ladies that you said hi to both of them. And while I'm also on here, I had a text message through EchoLink to please check in Mr. Jerry, N4DJC from Anderson. So, Jerry, if you're listening, we do have you checked in, sir. Back to the RF side, any stations Quebec through Tango? Last call, KA3JCA, Quebec through Tango. We have 49 stations as of right now, so we're going to open up for the entire alphabet. If I've missed you or you haven't checked in or you tried to check in and I didn't hear you, any station, Alpha through Zulu, wishing to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KA3JCA or net control.
Kilo, November 4, Victor Whiskey Alpha. Steve and Inman, I'll be negative and negative. Everybody have a nice evening.
For Victor, I missed the next call, Alpha. What's the middle of your suffix?
November 4, Victor Whiskey Alpha.
Time, thank you very much. Okay, any additional stations, Alpha through Zulu?
CA. In Kilo 4, Hotel Whiskey Golf. That's K4HWG. This is Henry and Anderson, and I'll be negative and negative.
Check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. Tommy, Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening, Junior 1 on net.
Please check in Kilo 4 Romeo Oscar Whiskey. K4RO's Edward Rich and Graham with no traffic, no roundtable. Thank you for calling the net tonight.
Net control.
In November 0 Tango Romeo. That's N0TR. My name's Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net. And I'll be negative and negative.
Recognize the following stations. K4HWG. Henry from Anderson. And Steve, I'm sorry, I think I already announced you, but KN4VWA, Steve, I have you checked in. K4XB, Tommy from Southern Greenville. K4ROW, Richard in Greenville. And Mr. Tom, N0TR. Thank you guys for checking in the net.
Oh, Alpha through Zulu, wishing to check in to the Quick Blue 2 Ridge, or the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Please call KA3JCA or net control. I'm getting tongue-tied, guys.
Check in, Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet, Kilo Victor, KO4JKV, Duncan up in Asheville. No traffic, no comment.
Thank you for checking in, KO4JKV. From Asheville, you made number 55 for me there this evening, which is not a bad for Friday night, considering the hours are a little bit longer for daylight, and people are out doing something, not to mention it's warm weather. So this is KA3JCA, now securing the formal portion of that with our thanks for those that checked in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the RAGU portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAGUs. I think I got everybody caught up here. First on the stump is KD4SRR. Mr. Robert, you said you had some questions.
Control, KD4SRR here. I have a couple questions because I never seem to be able to get the answers off the internet. So I need to confer with the experts here. Legacy Radio, man, I wish I'd bought them when they were $50 liquidation, but an HTX 100 or an HTX 10. Problem prone radio, if so, what seems to be the problems? And anywho, I've got a offer into a feller. He said the VFO doesn't work, but the microphone works. So he can scroll. So I'm thinking, it seemed like I heard that was a common problem. And maybe there's a fix. I don't know. Also, I wanted to mention something. Thanks to the folks that recommended the Anytone, I believe it was, 6666 the other evening. I actually saw a demo video of how you bring it in from 10 meters to 11 meters. And it's pretty nifty. But you kind of got it doesn't pop up like channels like, you know, Good Buddy 18 or 19. You have to know the frequencies. But they're there. And then to reverse it, you do exactly like they told you. So just turn it on. But anyway, getting back to the HTX 10 or 100, is it worth messing with? Is my question. And I'll give it back to you and the answer folks.
Robert, this is KA3JCA, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. And Robert has a question out there to any ham that might have experience with the radio HTX 100 or the HTX 10. I don't have any knowledge of it. I just Googled HTX 10 and HTX 100, and there is an eHam net that has reviews for the Radio Shack HTX 10, but I have not read that. And it looks like the comment says there's also additional information for the HTX 100. But again, that's on eham.net from the Google search. So anybody out there that would like to answer Robert's question, please call now.
SRR, hopefully they're not laughing at me.
I don't know. I know that I'm 63, and I remember the Radio Shack radio back then, but I'd never had any experience with it, sir. And then I'll be honest, there's a second part of your question about an Anytone. I lost most of that because you broke up or dropped out there in the repeater. So we'll go ahead and refer to your next question there about your Anytone. If you will ask it again for me, please.
Let the repeater identify itself there. Yeah, KD4SRR here. What I was saying was about the AT 6666 was that it's very easy to 11 meter mode and vice versa. The thing is, it doesn't really pop up with channels, like it doesn't completely become a 11 meter radio with designations. You have to know the frequencies from the demo I saw. So, but it was kind of neat. And, but they're about $250 and $260, and I'm cheap. So I'm just looking for something. Like I said, I've got a couple of single sidebands, 11 meters I'm looking at, and we're haggling for them separate. And then I might just get a 10 separate since my lid dropped for a second. Tech over here appears to not have a working 10 meter section. Boo hiss. So probably cheaper just buy a separate 10 meter legacy radio than try to get this puppy fixed. But be as it may, that's where I sit. And still looking for a 6 meter. I found some legacy units on that, but they don't have the FM. And then Alenco only makes the FM with no AM. So, anywho, looking to buy two, three radios, you know, just set up it all in one. Back to you, Net Control.
3JCA with KD4SRR. Robert, yeah, I'm not familiar with those radios other than the Anytones. I'm familiar with two models. That's the 878, or actually three, the 868, 878, and the 578. Those are the only three that I'm familiar with. The other two, I'm not familiar with. I had a Yaesu radio that did all four bands, but it only did 10 meter FM. So that's all I ever got to experience. And then you talk about the 6 meter radio. I have a 6 meter radio that I can get out. I just have to dig it out of the storage unit and put it back in here at the house so I can get on the six meter repeater. But I will tell you that if you go to my QRZ website, you will see a radio that a lot of people don't know about. It was referred to as a lunchbox. The AM Sixer, and there was an AM Tour. They were both AM radios. Looked like a little brown lunchbox. And I had my first experience with those over in the Philippines when I worked as I was a school student working through a program that the school, the DOD, had with the base Mars station and other organizations on the base, and I chose the Mars station. But that was my first experience with 6 meters. Was the AM Sixer. Back to you, sir.
A picture of that radio. That was what, 10 watts output?
I could not tell you. I, at the time, was like 12 or 13 when I got involved in the Philippines with the Mars station. And, you know, we were using the radios with the Mars calls on the base. And I just knew that we basically had a little antenna that screwed into the back of the radio for 6 meters, and I think it might have been just a wire, if I recall, but it's been so long. Like I said, I'm 63 now. But, yeah, if you go to my go to QRZ and look at my site, you'll see the little AM Sixer that I have a picture on there that I was able to find and download. And I also was able to use the Collins KWM2A equipment in addition to their amplifiers and also the teletype machines. Now, I was still looking for one of the teletype ticker tape machines that used the yellow tape that we used to type up and feed through the machine to send messages back to the States. But other than that, that's my only experience there with 6 meters.
Now, you know, and I guess the past 30 years, people have, you only hear about 6 meter FM, like the Alenco I mentioned, and they're about $279 still. But, you know, I would be just as well off trying to find one of the four bands if I wanted to stick with FM, certainly try to find whichever one Yazoo has, and then there's another outfit that has a quad band FM. But I want an Alpha, you know, just in case. I love playing with AM when it works, and I just want to have that available, even in a low powered package. So maybe I'll find one. Who knows? There'll be somebody. Got to be some folks around here got stuffed away in the attic. So that's pretty much all I had to say tonight, and I appreciate your and the rest of the net's indulgence. And have a happy Friday. Pretty moon and a planet tonight. So look outside your window and appreciate what God has done. So until then, probably tomorrow night, maybe Sunday, this is KD4SRR Robert and Joanna. Back to you, Net Control.
Listen, while I'm thinking of it before I let you go there, I will ask a friend that's in Charleston. He's a couple of years older than I am. When I say a couple, I don't want to insult him, but I want to say he's in his 80s. But he was telling me he was trying to clean out his garage and has equipment for sale, because you just reminded me, matter of fact, because I wanted to talk to Gary, KI4DOS, and find out if he will list equipment for sale for another amateur radio that's not locally in the area. He lives down in Charleston. I talk to him all the time on the phone and so forth, or DMR. But, okay. But if I'll ask him if he has any older AM equipment, just to see if it's in your price range. KA3JCA back to KD4SRR for a last call.
KD4SRR here, and I know I got a question. Anybody heard anything more about 8 meters? Any movement on that? I know that lady wanted it real bad so she could talk to Ireland, but you know, unless it's something special, it's not exciting me yet. But maybe I'm wrong. So, that's something else to throw out there, maybe. Find out a few days or weeks what's going on with that. So, KD4SRR, back to Net Control, and thank y'all very much.
Thank you for sticking around to Rag 2 there tonight, and some interesting questions, and maybe it'll stir some thought for some other hams that are been around in the amateur radio that have the experience and expertise or knowledge of the equipment, and maybe it will pop up another night and they'll answer your question there. All right, thank you again for checking in with me. So do we have any additional stations, Alpha through Zulu, wishing to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? If you'll stand by, I'll submit my report. K3JCA now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. With our thanks for everyone that checked in this evening, we will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 7-3 and good night.
K3JCA, W7KWR.
7KWR, KA3JCA. Hello, Bill.
Hey there. I'm just sitting here listening to your net here, Al. Since I checked in through the Echolink, but I'm looking for some information. I'm hoping you can help me out. Over. Okay, well, K3JCA, W7KWR. What I'm looking for, Rich, is first off, I want to know, where's Greensville at from Charleston? And secondly, I used to live down south in Louisiana over 40 years ago. I've been up here in Wyoming that long. I know about the hurricanes. What I don't know is, do you get any hurricanes in South Carolina up from the Gulf going into the Atlantic? If so, how bad are they? KA3JCA, W7KWR, Cheyenne.
KA3JCA. Name here is Richard. Okay, yeah, we do get some hurricanes coming up through the Gulf. that do come up through Atlanta, Georgia area and across to Greenville and the upstate. Greenville, South Carolina is in the northwest corner of South Carolina, and the area, that's why it's called the upstate. We are basically 2 to 2.5 hours from Atlanta, and we're actually east of Atlanta, Georgia. We're about 2, 2.5 hours west of Charlotte, North Carolina, and about, I think it's 3 hours from Charleston, about northwest of Charleston. If you know where, I'm about 2 hours from Columbia. It's about 3, 3.5 hours from Charleston. Does that answer that question?
Well, I've never been in your state, and the wife and the stepdaughter and I, we're a little bit tired of Cheyenne, so we want to come to South Carolina this year for on vacation, scope it out a little bit, and check out the work and the weather and, you know, ask questions down there. And if things turn out to be good on all, we may be moving down to South Carolina next year. That's why I thought I'd jump in and ask some questions now about the hurricane season and how bad are they when they hit up there, or is the strength of the hurricane sort of just down to wind by the time it gets up to South Carolina? KA3JCA, Whiskey 7, King William Roger.
Okay, Bill. Well, I've been here since 2015, and we've had a couple of hurricanes come through where it's high winds and rain, and it's done some damage and so forth like that. And, of course, we also get the tornadoes that come through here that do some damage occasionally. If you look up on Echolink, there's another repeater station, and I can try to get you the call here. Hold on 1 second here. Let me see if I can do this while we're talking here. Let me try to do this. I dropped out of Echolink, so I'll have to come back. I know you're still connected, but the station that I'm trying to get a hold of for you is K9OH, and their node number is 791726. That's the 791726. And they do a lot of sky warn, so there's probably some people on there that could have a better verse at answering your question as far as the hurricane goes. Like I said, I'm disabled. I'm inside the house. I've been exposed to the high winds and rains. Back to you, KA3JCA.
Hey, Richard, fine business. Yeah, I'll do that. This is my only means of communications, is using my cell phone through the Echolink. I sold out all my equipment up in Thermopolis. I was over in one location, and I thought I was going to get my tower up and everything. But heck, by the time I got over there, the trees were too close, and there was no way I'd get my 40-foot tower up and get all my equipment over there from my first location. So we sold out. Now I wish I never did. So if we ever relocate, like if we come to South Carolina, we'll have to use our cell phone, check into some nets, and maybe check in to see if there's anybody that has some used equipment and try to get back on the air that way. But like I said, I've been off the air probably over 30 years, and I don't know what's changed and what hasn't changed. So with that, I think I'll say 73s, and thank you for the information. I know you're probably still busy doing your report there, so we'll let you go ahead and finish it. K3JCA, Greensville, W7KWR, Cheyenne, 73s, Richard.
Okay, Bill, fine business. Yeah, I've already closed the net and submitted my report, so that's done, the net's closed. So you're not tying any traffic or anything up. Yeah, just so you know, I'm one of the net controllers on Friday night. I do the net every other Friday. So next Friday, a friend of mine will do it, and then the following Friday, it's back to me. But listen, the net is on here every night at 9 p.m. at 9 o'clock, local standard time, Eastern time. And you're more than welcome to check in. You can also connect to during the daytime hours since you're using your cell phone. And maybe there's people on during the daytime that might be able to answer your question. I do try to monitor the 610 repeater throughout the day. But sometimes, like I live, it's sometimes hard to hear the repeater. But as it burn off the static and stuff from the repeater and the duplexers and so forth, I hear it a lot better. So, all right, Bill, 7-3s, and feel free to jump on here any time of the node and ask your questions. There's bound to be a ham radio operator local that can answer additional questions for you. This is KA3JC, Acler.
WTB, radio check. Whiskey Tango Bravo, radio check.